الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نأتي إلى المجلس الأخير في هذا المكان، في هذه الزيارة التي نسأل الله عز وجل نجعلها زيارة طيبة مباركة خالصا لوجه الله الكريم.
The Shaykh حفظه الله started by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the salah and salam upon his messenger Muhammad, may the salah and salam be upon him. And he said to proceed. We are coming at the end and the last class of this gathering, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a blessed one and to be counted sincerely for his face.
ونحن في يوم الأحد الحادي عشر من جماد الآخرة لعام 29,400,000.
And today we are on the day of the 11th of جماد الآخرة year 1429.
الخامس عشر من الشهر السادس لعام 28,000.
Which is the 15th of June 2008.
في هذه الزيارة في هذا المكان.
In this visit and this in at this camp at the state of California in the United States of America.
وقد بدأنا بذكر الكليات الخمس، وهي الدين والعرض والعقل والمال والنفس.
And we have started, which is yesterday, talking about the five universal rights, which are deen, the religion, العرض, honor, العقل, intellect, مال, الوالد, and النفس, which is the soul.
قد تكلمنا عن كلية الدين والعرض والعقل وبينا كيف أن الإسلام بتشريعاته جاء للحفاظ على هذه.
And we spoke about the religion, honor, and intellect, and how Islam came to protect and preserve them.
والآن في درس اليوم ننتقل إلى كلية المال.
And today we'll go on and talk about the right of wealth.
فقد أرسل الله عز وجل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم للحفاظ على أموال الناس.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to preserve and protect the wealth of the people.
والمال مهم في حياة الإنسان.
And wealth is important in the life affairs of the person.
يقول الله عز وجل ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means that do not give your wealth to the السفهاء, which is to
الجهال,
to the ignorant ones.
لأنهم يعبثون بالمال فيضيعون حاجة الناس الرئيسية.
Because they play around with the money and then they by that they take the necessary things that the person do with it.
ويقول الله عز وجل ولا تأكل أموالكم بينكم بالباطل.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means that do not transgress one another or eat one another's money with falsehood, باطل.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث الصحيح لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع.
And Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the authentic hadith that the person would not تزول.
ومما يسأل عنه عن ماله.
Except he will be asked about four things, and the first one is wealth.
من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه.
Or one of those things he'll be asked about his money. How did he earn it and what did he spend it on?
والله تبارك وتعالى يسأل الإنسان يوم القيامة عن هذا المال.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessed he is, he'll ask the servant about that wealth.
فهو أمانة بيده.
So it's a trust in his hand.
يجب عليه فيه واجبان اثنان.
That it's obligatory upon him to do two things.
أن يكسبه بطريقة مشروعة.
To earn it in a lawful way.
وأن ينفقه بطريقة مشروعة.
And to also spend it in a lawful way.
ولله عز وجل في هذا المال حق.
And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right upon this wealth.
فيستقرضك إياه وهو مالكه.
So he loans you that money and he is the one who owns it. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وإنما يستقرضك الله اختبارا وابتلاءا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you this wealth to test you and trial you.
فجعل للمسكين والمحروم حق في هذا المال.
So he put forth for the needy and the poor right upon that wealth.
كما قال جل وعلا وفي أموالهم حق معلوم للسائل والمحروم.
And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means that on their wealth there is rights for those who are needy and poor.
وبالمال يتعلق ركن من أركان الإسلام.
And with money and wealth there is
ركن من أركان الإسلام.
The pillar of Islam is connected to it.
ألا وهو الزكاة.
Which is zakat.
كما في الحديث الصحيح في الصحيحين أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لمعاذ لما أرسله إلى اليمن.
As in the two Sahih, as in the authentic hadith that is narrated in the two Sahih, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told Mu'adh when he sent him to Yemen,
إن الله عز افترض عليهم صدقة تؤخذ من أغنيائهم وترد في فقرائهم.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for them a sadaqa, charity, which is zakah, that it will be taken away from the rich and given to the needy and poor.
والإنسان من فطرته يحب المال.
And it's human's natural inclination and disposition is to love.
والله عز وجل لم يحرم الإنسان من أن يملك.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not forbid or prohibited a person from owning something.
قال الله تبارك وتعالى وحل الله البيع.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means that He made lawful for you selling and money transaction.
وقال الله عز وجل في الحج.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in regard to Hajj.
وليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم وأن تذهب الحج أن تتاجروا لك وليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم لا حرج عليكم أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم.
He said, which means that there is no harm for you and there is no burden upon you to go ahead and seek and money and earn money lawfully.
ونهى الله عز وجل أن تلهين الأموال عن ذكر الله.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited for us for us that we are occupied by earning money for not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قال الله عز وجل أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means that let not money or your children occupies you from the remembrance of Allah.
ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون.
And whosoever does so, he is amongst the losers.
ويقول الله عز وجل أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي الصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله.
And he also says, which means that if the call to the Jum'ah prayer has been called, then hurry up to go to remember Allah.
وذروا البيع اتركوا البيع.
And leave selling and transaction.
ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
This is better for you if you only know.
فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله.
But when salah is over, then go ahead and spread on the earth and ask that which is from Allah.
والمقصود أن الله عز وجل أباح للإنسان المسلم أن يبيع وأن يشتري وأن يتكسب وأن يملك.
And what is meant by that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made lawful for the people that to sell, earn, and have money transaction as long as it is lawful.
فلم يحرم عليه الملكية مطلقا.
So he did not forbid from him that he owns anything in the absolute sense.
لكن نظم ذلك وقيده فلا يجوز أن يأكل مال حيثما اتفق.
Rather he put forth guidelines to what he can earn and sustain.
لذلك يجب على المسلم.
That's why it's binding upon every Muslim.
أن يتجنب الحرام في كسب المال.
To stay away from haram. While earning money.
والإسلام بتشريعاته.
And Islam in its way of legislation matter.
جاء للمحافظة على كسب المال بالطرق المشروعة وحرم الطرق المحرمة.
It came and with its ways and legislation to protect that and legislate for us how to earn this money.
الآن سنستعرض لبعض الطرق المحرمة.
We want to go ahead and talk about some of the unlawful ones that people deal with to earn money.
لنرى كيف أن الإسلام نظم قضية المال حتى لا يأكل الإنسان مالا محرما.
To see how Islam has legislated for us, for people not to earn unlawfully.
من ذلك تحريم الربا.
From that is making unlawful usury, riba.
الربا هو الزيادة المشروطة مقابل تأخير السداد.
Riba is the extra money which is been put forth as a condition for the money to be paid at a later time.
والله عز وجل يقول يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means that all you believe, fear Allah and leave off that which is from riba.
إن كنتم مؤمنين فمن الإيمان ترك الربا.
If you were a believer, so from iman is leaving off riba.
فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله.
If you do not do so, then Allah, then be ready for a war.
وهذا
from Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
وهذا وعيد شديد.
And this is of utmost of warning.
ويقول الله عز وجل وحل الله البيع وحرم الربا.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى says it means that He made lawful for you selling and money transaction, and He made an unlawful for you riba.
فمن جاءته موعظة من ربي فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله.
Whosoever has been come and if a warning has come to somebody, if a warning has come to a person.
ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
And whosoever transgress and keep on doing what he's doing, he is among those who are unjust.
يمحق الله الربا ويلبي الصدقات.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى destroys riba and increase صدقات.
ثم قال الله عز وجل.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى then says.
الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون أي من قبورهم ليوم القيامة الحساب.
Those who earn riba and eat riba, they get out from graves.
إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس. إلا كالإنسان المصروع الذي تخبطه جني شيطان.
When they get out from their graves, as if a shaitan or a jinn has touched him.
فأكل الربا من أكبر الكبائر.
So earning from riba or eating it is from the great sins.
اعتبره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من السبع المبيضات.
Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم considered from the seven destroyers, seven destructive sins.
كما في الصحيحين حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال.
As it is recorded in the two Sahihs from the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
اجتنبوا السبع المبيضات أي المهلكات التي تهلك أهلها.
Stay away from the seven. المبيطات which are those that destroy its people.
قال وما هن يا رسول الله.
They said what are they, O Messenger of Allah.
قال الشرك.
He said الشرك associating taking partners, describing partners with Allah.
السحر.
Magic.
وقتل النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق.
Killing a soul of that which Allah سبحانه وتعالى made unlawful.
وأكل الربا.
And earning or eating riba.
وأكل مال اليتيم.
And then eating or the money of the orphan.
والتولي يوم الزحف.
And to withdraw or run away in the day of battle.
وقتل المحسنات المؤمنات الغافلات.
And to go ahead and accuse, slander the righteous and the pure women from.
وفي صحيح مسلم.
And in the Sahih Muslim.
من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما.
On the authority from the report from Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him.
أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لعن أكل الربا.
That he cursed, kicked out of his mercy the people who earn from riba.
وموكله هو الطرف الثاني.
And the one who eats it, which is you know. أكل الربا is the one who earns it, and موكله is the one who's. The other part of the receiver end of it.
وكاتبه الذي يكتب بينهم عقد الربا.
And the one who is writing the contract between them.
وشاهدي الذين يشهدان على عقد الربا.
And the two witnesses who are witnessing this contract.
وقال هم سواء.
And he said all of them are in the same.
واللعن طرد من رحمة الله.
And اللعن is kicking the person out of the mercy of Allah.
فهذا دليل على أن الربا من كبائر الذنوب.
This is a proof that riba is from a major sins.
أما المشركون.
As for the disbelievers.
فيبيحون الربا.
They made lawful for riba.
ويأكلون أضعاف مضاعفة.
And they go ahead and earn in abundance.
فيقولون لا فرق بين البيع والربا.
They say there is no difference between selling or riba.
وهذا ما قال الله عنهم.
And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them.
أنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا.
Like they said that it's the same. Riba and selling is the same.
كما لو اشترى إنسان سلعة.
As if a person had bought something.
بألف.
And a thousand.
ثم باعها بعد شهر بألف ومائتين.
And then he sold it later on $1,200.
فربح فيها مائتين.
So he earned by this $200.
كذلك لو أقرض شخصا.
It's the same thing if he were to lend somebody.
ألفا.
A thousand.
ثم قال ردوا علي بعد شهر 1200.
And after a month, go ahead and give it back to me 1200.
فالمشركون يقولون.
So the disbelievers say.
إنما البيع مثل الربا.
They say that the selling is the same thing as riba.
فالذي باع.
So the one who sold.
استفاد 200 خلال شهر واحد.
He went ahead and he made $200 within a month.
والذي أقرض قرضا ربويا.
And the same thing, the one who went ahead and lent somebody a loan.
استفاد 200 بعد شهر واحد.
He also earned 2,000 after a month.
إنما
200 after a month.
إنما البيع مثل الربا.
So selling is the same thing as riba.
فكان الجواب من الله تبارك وتعالى.
So the answer came from Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
أن قال سبحانه وتعالى.
As he said.
وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى made lawful selling and he prohibited riba.
الفرق بين هذا وهذا.
The difference between the two.
بين البيع والربا.
Between riba and selling.
البيع أباحه الله.
That البيع money transaction and selling Allah سبحانه وتعالى made lawful.
والربا حرمه الله.
As for riba, Allah سبحانه وتعالى prohibited.
وذكرت لكم بالأمس.
And I had mentioned to you yesterday.
ما الفرق بين أن يتزوج الإنسان ابنة خالته؟
What is the difference between somebody marrying his cousin
أو يتزوج خالته
or his aunt؟
ما الفرق بين هذا وهذا؟
What is the difference between the two؟
الفرق بين هذا وهذا؟
The difference between the two؟
أن الله أباح الزواج من بنت الخالة.
That Allah سبحانه وتعالى made lawful for you to marry the cousin.
وحرم الزواج من الخالة.
And he prohibited for you the marriage of the aunt.
والتحريم حق الله عز وجل.
And
التحليل والتحريم حق الله عز وجل.
Making things lawful or prohibited is the right of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
يحرم ما يشاء.
He makes lawful that whichever he wants.
ويحل ما يشاء.
And he makes lawful whatever he wants.
حتى لو لم نعلم الحكمة.
Even if we don't know the wisdom behind it.
من التحريم لماذا حرم الله؟
Why Allah سبحانه وتعالى prohibits such a thing؟
فتكفي أن نعلم أن الحكمة من ذلك أن الله حرمه.
So it is sufficient for us to know that Allah سبحانه وتعالى prohibited.
مع ذلك الربا فيه اضطهاد للناس واستغلال حاجتهم.
Also ربا has transgression against the people and taking advantage of their need and situation.
فيؤدي إلى أكل أموال الناس بالباطل.
So that leads to earning the money from people unlawfully.
وكلما عجز المدين عن دفع ما عليه.
And that person, when he comes incapable from paying back what he owes,
تضاعفت عليه الفوائد أضعافا مضاعفة.
The interest will be accumulated upon him in abundance.
وحينئذ يقع في الظلم.
Then after that, he'll be transgressed against.
وهنا سؤال.
And here is a question.
مهم جدا.
Of a great importance.
إذا اتفق الطرفان على الربا.
If two people had agreed on it.
وقد حصل التراضي بينهما.
And both of them are satisfied with it.
المرابي وافق أن يعطي القرض والمدين وافق أن يأخذ القرض بالزيادة المتفق عليها.
Both parties, the lender and the loaner, and the one who is taking the loan, have agreed on the riba.
وبما أن الطرفان بما أن الطرفين قد تراضيا واتفق على ذلك.
And since the two parties have agreed and satisfied with that.
فهل يقال لا بأس حينئذ بعقد الربا لأنه عن تراض بينهما؟
Would you then say that it is permissible then to do a riba contract since both of them have agreed?
الجواب لا.
The answer is no.
لأن لا اعتبار لرضا أحد.
There is no, we take no in consideration the agreements or the satisfaction of two people.
قبل رضا الله ورسوله.
Or anybody before the satisfaction and the pleasure of the satisfaction of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and His Messenger.
والله لا يرضى بالربا.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى is not satisfied with riba.
فكون الطرفين تراضيا لا يدل ذلك على جواز الربا.
Just because the two parties are pleased with that doesn't mean that it is permissible.
نظير ذلك.
Similar to that.
لو اتفق رجل وامرأة على الزنا.
So if the man and a woman have agreed to fornicate.
يبقى الزنا حرام.
The zina will become haram.
وإن تراضيا عليه.
And the zina will stay haram even if they agreed to that.
رأيتم الإنسان نفسه.
So if you see, look at the human himself.
لا يجوز أن يقتل نفسه.
He it's not permissible for him to kill himself.
فلو قال أنا حر في ذلك.
He say I'm free in that. I'll do whatever I want.
لم اعتدي على أحد.
I didn't transgress against anybody.
قلنا بل اعتديت على نفسك.
Rather we say that you transgress against yourself.
وعلى أهلك.
And your family.
وعلى والديك.
And your parents.
وعلى المجتمع.
And the society.
ولو لم يكن في ذلك اعتداء.
And had there no transgression in that.
إلا على محارم الله.
But for the rights of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
حيث نهى الله عز وجل أن يقتل الإنسان نفسه.
For Allah سبحانه وتعالى had prohibited for a person to kill himself.
فلا يجوز بحال أن يقتل نفسه.
So it is not permissible whatsoever to kill himself.
ولو أراد أن يحرق ماله.
If he wanted to, for example, burn his money.
لكان ملاما.
he would be blameworthy.
شرعا وعقلا.
In the legislative way and in the intellectual way.
وعرفا.
And also common, in the common laws.
فلو قال هذه سيارتي الخاصة.
If he said this is my private car.
وأريد أن أحرقها.
I just want to burn it.
هل له ذلك؟
Can he, is he to do that? Can he do that?
لا يجوز أن يفعل هذا.
He is not to do that.
لأن هذه أمانة عنده.
Because this is an amana to him, and trust in putting him.
يسأله الله عز وجل عنها يوم القيامة.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question him on the day of judgment.
وخلاصة الكلام.
This in summary.
أن الربا حرام.
That riba is prohibited.
ومن كبار الذنوب.
And from the major sins.
وحتى لو تراضى عليه الطرفان.
Even if the two parties has agreed.
لا يصير حلالا.
It would not become permissible.
هكذا بالتشريعات الإسلامية العظيمة.
With these great, let it say, matters of Islam.
حرم الله الربا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited riba.
حفاظا على كلية المال.
That to preserve the matter and the right of the money and wealth for the person.
كذلك مما حرم الله عز وجل.
Also from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited.
سرقة أموال الناس.
Stealing the wealth of other people.
فلا يحل. مال امرئ إلا عن طيب نفس.
So the money, the wealth of somebody else would not become permissible for you to take unless he's satisfied with that.
بل ولا يجوز أن نسرق مال الكفار.
And it's not permissible to steal the money of the unbeliever as well.
فالسرقة من كبائر الذنوب.
Stealing is from the major sins.
وجاء فيها من العقوبة ما لم يأتي في كثير من الذنوب.
And it's mentioned about it is punishments what has not been mentioned in regards to other sins.
فما هي عقوبة السارق؟
What is the punishment of the sinner?
قطع اليد.
The thief. The cutting off of the hand.
قطع اليد.
The cutting off the hand.
واستنكر كثير من الناس.
And some of the people took exception to that.
هذا الحكم الشرعي العظيم.
This great legislative matter.
فتخلفوا عنه.
And they abstained from it.
حتى أن المسلمين.
Until the Muslims now.
تقاعسوا عن تطبيقه.
They are hesitant and careless about implementing it.
فماذا حصل؟
What is that now? What is the situation now?
كثرة السرقات.
Now theft is in abundance.
لكن لو قطعت يد السارق.
But if we were to cut the hand of the thief.
لكان في ذلك الصيانة.
Then by which there will be a protection.
لأموال الناس.
To the wealth of the people.
بل وتهذيب لأخلاقهم.
And also to beautify their characters and manners.
فالسارق أصلاً.
So the thief,
لو كان يعلم أن ثم عقوبة,
if he knows for sure that there is a punishment awaiting for him,
شديدة ستلحق به لو سرق,
severe if he were severe punishment is awaiting for him if he were to steal,
وأنه ستقطع يده,
and his hand is to be cut off,
لما تخلق بهذا الخلق الذميم وهو السرقة,
and so therefore he would not go ahead and have that bad, evil character of stealing.
لكن ترك هذا الحكم.
But leaving off that law.
أفسد أخلاق الناس.
Implementing such law made the manners of the and characters of the people corrupt.
وجعل طبقة كبيرة من الناس.
And made a huge, great section of the people.
يحترفون هذه المهنة.
Take stealing as an occupation and a job.
ألا وهي السرقة.
Which is theft.
والله عز وجل يقول.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says.
السارق والسرقة فاقطعوا أيديهما.
Which means that the man and woman who steal, then cut off their hand.
نكالا من الله. والله عزيز حكيم. عقوبة شديدة من الله.
This is a great punishment of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all might, all wise.
من عزته وحكمته.
From his might and his wisdom.
شرع هذا التشريع.
He legislated that law.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
من اقتطع حق امرئ بيمينه.
That whosoever takes the right of another person with his right hand.
والمقصود بيمينه يعني أقسم بالله يمينا.
Which I translate wrong. It's that he took the right of another person with the yameen, and yameen is that he swore by that he is going to take the right of that other person.
ليس المقصود بيمينه يعني بيد اليمنى.
It's not as I translated it, that to take it with your right hand.
قال من اقتطع حق امرئ مسلم بيمينه.
Whosoever takes the right of another Muslim and swearing that he is going to do so.
حرم الله عليه الجنة.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make jannah for him haram.
وادخله النار.
And he'll enter him the fire.
قالوا يا رسول الله ولو كان شيئا يسيرا.
All messenger of Allah, they respond and say, even if it is a little bit.
قال ولو كان عودا من عراك.
Even if it is a stick of Iraq.
فأي محافظة هذه؟
So what kind of a Greek preservation that is?
جاء به الإسلام.
Islam came with.
حتى لا يحدث الإنسان نفسه.
So the person would not talk to himself and convince himself to.
ولا تسول له نفسه.
And his soul would not go ahead and talk him into it.
يذهب ويقسم بالله.
So he'll go ahead and take an oath by Allah.
ليأكل حقوق الناس.
To take and eat. And transgress about the money of the other person.
والحديث في صحيح البخاري ومسلم.
And the hadith is reported in صحيح البخاري and Muslim.
مرة أخرى من اقتطع حق امرئ مسلم بيمينه.
Whosoever swears that he is going to take the right of another Muslim.
أيقسم بالله أن هذا الشيء له.
That he swore by Allah that this product is mine. This thing is mine.
وهو كاذب.
And he is lying on that.
أقسم ذلك عند القاضي.
He swore by that in front of a judge.
فانخدع القاضي ظن أنه فعلا هذا الملك ملكه.
So the judge went and was fooled by that because the guy swore by that this is his. So
حرم عليه الجنة.
So the judge went ahead and thought that it is his. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى prohibited الجنة for him.
وادخله النار.
And entered him into the fire.
قال ولو كان شيئا يسيرا قال ولو كان عودا من عراك.
Even if it is a little bit, even if it is a small stick of Iraq.
وقلت لكم أن المقصود باليمين.
And he's repeating again that what is meant by يمين.
يعني أن يقسم قسما بيمينا.
That he swears by Allah that that thing belongs to him.
وليس المراد باليمين اليد اليمنى.
And it's not what's meant by that is the right hand.
أخشى أن يفهم أحد أن اليمين معناه يد اليمنى.
He fears that some. I did. أنا.
مثلك. أدري.
I fear that somebody would go ahead and understand that the yameen here means the right hand.
فيذهب يسرق بشماله.
So therefore, then he'll go ahead and steal with his left.
ويقول لم أسرق بيميني.
But I didn't steal with my right hand.
لذلك هذا الحديث.
Therefore, this hadith.
أراد العلماء في كتاب الأيمان.
They put it forth under the chapter of.
القسم يعني.
Oh.
ومن ذلك من تشريعات الإسلام لحفظ المال.
And also from these things that are from the legislation of Islam to preserve wealth.
حرم الرشوة.
He prohibited.
وهو المال الذي يبذله المرتشي أو الراشي.
He prohibited bribery, which is the money that a person pays another person.
يدفعه للقاضي ونحوه.
To pay, for example, to a judge or somebody other than that.
ليحكم له.
In order for to get a verdict or a judgment on his side.
فالراشي والمرتشي ملعونان.
Both parties, the one who is given the bribery and the one who is taking it, are ملعونان.
والمجتمع إذا انتشرت فيه الرشوة.
And if a society, if bribery were to spread in a society.
زاد فيه الفساد.
Corruption will increase therein.
وضاعت أموال الناس.
And the wealth of the people will be wasted.
لذلك حرم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الرشوة.
That's why Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited bribery.
كذلك حرم الله عز وجل ورسوله.
Also Allah سبحانه وتعالى and His Messenger prohibited.
اقتطاع أراضي الناس وأخذها وضمها إلى أراضيهم.
That going ahead and taking a piece of land of somebody else and combining it with his own.
فقد صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال.
It's been authenticated on the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said.
من اقتطع من أرض قيد الشبر.
If a person were to take a piece of land, hand span.
طوقه يوم القيامة من سبع أراضين.
That Allah سبحانه وتعالى will make that land wrapped around him with seven lands.
وفي الحديث أيضا.
And the hadith also.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعن الله.
صلى الله عليه وسلم says. Allah سبحانه وتعالى may curse.
من غير منار الأرض. يعني علامات الأرض.
That one that he changes the signposts of the earth.
فالناس يضعون علامات لتحديد أرض فلان من أرض فلان من أرض فلان.
Well, the people what they do is they go ahead and put some marks to differentiate and separate between two lands.
فيأتي هذا.
So this person will come.
ليلا حين على غفلة من الناس.
At night while people are sleeping and they are not aware of that.
فينقل هذه العلامات حتى يكبر أرضه.
He'll come and take these marks and move it around so it, in order for his land to grow bigger.
واقتطع من أراضي الآخرين.
And that's what's meant by taking the land of other people.
ومما حرم الله عز وجل.
Also what that which Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
حفاظا على أموال الناس.
Prohibited to protect and preserve the wealth of the people.
حرم أكل مال اليتيم.
The taking or eating the wealth of the orphan.
واليتيم هو من فقد أباه قبل البلوغ.
And the yatim is that one who lost his parents before he reached the age of puberty.
وهذا الواجب أن يرحم.
And what is necessary is to have mercy upon that person.
أيضا أن بعض الناس ضعاف النفوس.
But there are some people who are weak.
يتسلط على الأيتام.
And go ahead and transgress against the orphans.
ويأكل أموالهم.
And eat their money and wealth.
وهذا كثير ما يكون.
And this is happening a lot.
إذا مات الأب.
If the father died.
وعنده أولاد كبار وأولاد صغار.
And he has old kids. Children and young ones.
فالأولاد الكبار أو أحدهم الكبير منهم أو القوي.
And the older brother, which is or the strongest of the brothers.
يتسلط على أموال أخيه.
He'll go ahead and transgress against the wealth of his brother, the younger one.
فيأخذ حقه من الميراث.
So he'll take the portion of his inheritance.
والله عز وجل يقول في كتابه.
And Allah عز وجل says in his book.
إن الذين يأكلون أموال الناس ظلما.
Those people.
إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما.
Those people who transgress and eat the money of the wealth, the wealth of the orphan.
إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نار. إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا.
That they are that while they are doing that is as if they are eating it and in their stomach is fire.
وسيصلون سعيرا أي جهنم.
And they will be tortured with the fire.
والله عز وجل حرم أكل مال اليتيم.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى prohibited the eating of the wealth of the orphan.
فقد يقول قائل.
Somebody might say.
الذي حرم الله.
What Allah سبحانه وتعالى prohibited.
الأكل أكل مال اليتيم.
The eating of the wealth of the orphan.
لكن لو أخذت مال اليتيم.
But if I were to take the wealth of the orphan.
واستعملته في غير الأكل.
And I used it for other than eating.
فالذي حرم الله فقط الأكل.
So what Allah سبحانه وتعالى prohibited is eating.
فلو أخذ مال اليتيم.
So if he were to take the wealth of the orphan.
واشترى به سيارة.
And he bought a car with it.
فهو لن يأكل هذه السيارة.
So he's not going to eat that car.
فهل يجوز هذا؟
Is that permissible?
قال العلماء.
Scholars have said.
إذا كان لا يجوز أن تأخذ مال اليتيم.
It's not if it is not permissible for you to take the wealth of the orphan.
لتأكل به أكلا.
To eat their wealth.
وهو من أخص حاجات الإنسان لو لم يأكل يهلك.
And this is from the necessity and the needs of the person. If he doesn't eat, he's not going to survive.
فهذا حرام.
This is unlawful.
وسيأكل في بطنه نارا.
And as if he is eating fire in his stomach.
فكيف إذا أخذ مال اليتيم؟
Imagine then if he is to take the wealth of the orphan.
وعبث به واشترى به كماليات.
And he just played therein with and you know he's just bought some accessories therewith.
لو أخذه ليأكل به حرام.
If he takes it to eat therewith is prohibited.
فإذا أخذه ليعبث به هذا ما بيقول إنه حرام.
So it is more so if he were to take it to get some you know to play therewith or to get some accessories with it.
وكذلك حرم الله عز وجل.
Allah سبحانه عز وجل also prohibited
الغش
cheating
والغش من كبائر الذنوب
and cheating is from the major sins
حتى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
to the point that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
من غش فليس منا
whosoever cheat is not from us
وقد دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم السوق
and Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم entered the market
فوجد صاحب طعام يبيع طعاما كوهم
and he found that there is somebody selling some food
فأدخل يده بالطعام
And he entered his hand in the food.
فوجد بللا أي ماء.
And so in the bottom of it, he saw some wetness in it.
والماء إذا أصاب الطعام يفسده.
And if water is to touch the food, will destroy it and spoil it.
فقال عيسى السلام منكرا على البائع.
So Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the seller.
ما هذا يا صاحب الطعام؟
What is this, O owner of the food?
وهذا السؤال استنكار منه عليه الصلاة والسلام كيف تبيع هذا ما هذا يا صاحب الطعام
and he said so with the dislike what is this oh seller of that food
فاعتذر صاحب الطعام هذا غشاش
so this cheater you know he apologized
بعذر عجيب
and he used as an excuse that is strange
ما هو
what is it
قال أصابته السماء يا رسول الله
He said the sky, you know, touched him, which means that the rain has fallen onto it.
ومعلوم أن الماء إذا نزل من السماء ينزل من أعلى.
So and it's known that if the rain were to fall, it will fall from the top.
فسيصيب الجزء الأعلى من الطعام قبل الأسفل.
So it is going to touch the top of the food, not the bottom of the food before.
لو قال يتسرب إليه الماء يا رسول الله.
If he were to say that no water had come to it from the bottom of Messenger.
فأصاب من أسفل وأنا لا أعلم أن من أسفل ماء.
I didn't know that, you know, underneath there is water.
كان ممكن هذا الكلام معقول.
So maybe that would be a little bit possible.
لكن يقول ينزل الماء من السماء فيصيب الأسفل ويترك الأعلى.
So he says like it will rain and then the water will touch the bottom but not the top.
فهل اقتنع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بجوابه؟
So do you think the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was convinced with his answer?
ما رأيكم؟
What do you think?
لم يقتنع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا الجواب.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was not convinced by his answer.
وقال هل جعلته أعلى حتى يراه الناس؟
So would you not then put it on top so people will see it?
ثم طلع عليه الصلاة والسلام في هذا الوعيد الشديد موجه هذا الكلام إلى الرجل وإلى كل إنسان يتعامل بالغش.
Then the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم told him that specific person and to everyone that's going to deal with cheating.
فقال من غش فليس منا.
Whosoever cheats is not from us.
من غشنا فليس منا.
Whosoever cheats is not from us.
وهذا الحديث صحيح وصريح.
This is a clear, صحيح حديث.
بتحريم الغش.
Making a prohibition of cheating.
والغش باب واسع.
And cheating is a great door.
كما يقال بحر لا ساحل له.
As if they say that it's an ocean without a shore.
صوره كثيرة.
Its picture, its example are many.
والأمانة قليلة جدا.
And the trust therein is very little.
حتى أن حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه يقول.
حذيفة, may Allah be pleased with him, said.
كنت في عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا أبالي أبايع من أشتري من أي واحد.
That I didn't care who do I buy from during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. I bought from everybody and I buy from anybody.
واليوم لا أبايع إلا فلان وفلان أشتري من الناس مخصصين أتعامل معهم.
And today I only buy from so and so and so and so. It's just specific people I buy from.
هذا في زمن حذيفة رضي الله عنه والأمانة ضعفت.
And this is like at the time of حذيفة رضي الله عنه.
فكيف؟
And the trust has been lowered.
فكيف باليوم؟
So what do you think about right now?
ومن هذا الغش؟
From cheating.
تلك الدعايات الكاذبة.
These false advertisements.
لكثير من الأدوية.
For example, to many of the medicine.
والمنتجات.
And products.
والأطعمة.
And food.
فيقولنا تفعل كذا وكذا.
That it does so and so and it does so and so.
وإيجابياتها كذا وكذا.
And it could do this and it could do that.
وأكثر كذب وغش للناس وخداع.
And most of it is lying onto the people and cheating them.
جاء الإسلام فحرم هذا.
Islam came and prohibited such things.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه.
That one of you would not achieve iman until he loves for himself what he loves for himself.
والمقصود أن حفاظ على المال.
So what is meant by that is in order to preserve the money.
حرم الله عز وجل الغش.
In order to preserve the money, Allah سبحانه وتعالى made غش cheating prohibited.
وهو أكل لأموال الناس بالباطل.
And it is from the category of eating the wealth of other people with falsehood.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
كل لحم نبت من سحت من مال الحرام.
Everybody that grew or raised up from a money that has been earned unlawfully,
فالنار أولى به.
Then the fire is more worthy to have.
ومن المحرمات,
and also from the prohibitions,
إنكار العارية الشيء الذي يعطى استعارة.
إنكار.
يعني كما لو قلت لشخص مثلا.
Is as if I didn't understand the sentence, so the shaykh is going to explain it. Is inkar, denying of the ariya, which is as if you were to say to somebody,
أعطني آلة,
to give me something.
أريد أن أشتغل بها في بيتي.
I need to use it, so in order for me to do fix something in my house.
ثم يأخذها ولا يرجعها.
So he takes it and he doesn't return it.
ثم إذا سألوا عنها,
and if he were to come and ask him about it,
إما أن يقول ما أخذتها منك.
He'll say, well, I didn't take it from you.
أنت متوهم.
You are just imagining things.
لعل أخذها غيري.
So maybe somebody else took it.
أو يقول قد أرجعتها لك.
Or he might say that, I know, I returned it back to you.
في يوم كذا وكذا.
The day so and so.
أو يقول طلقت الباب وتركته عند الباب.
I knocked on the door, nobody opened, so I just left it in front of the door, just right there.
لعل أحد من أهل البيت أخذها. اسأل عنها.
Maybe somebody from your household took it. Go ahead and ask about it.
يبحث عنها صاحبها.
So the owner, original owner, will go ahead and search for it.
وقد ضاعت عليه.
And it is lost.
لماذا؟
Why?
ذلك جحدها.
Because that person took it unlawfully.
هذا من كبائر الذنوب.
This is from a major sins.
وهذا يقطع سبيل الخير.
And this will sever the path to righteousness.
يجعل الناس
that makes people
لا يتعاونون
not help one another.
ولا يعطي أحد أحدا عارية.
And no one will give something to another عارية, something that he'll use to borrow.
يقول أخشى أن أعطيه.
I'm afraid I'll give it to him.
فتذهب حاجاتي.
And then my stuff will be lost.
كما سبق أن ذهبت.
And like just it was lost not too long. Before.
مع أنه قبيح في حق المسلم.
Even though it is awful in the right of the Muslim.
أن يطلب منه حاجة.
That something is to be asked from him.
تستعمل ولا تتضرر.
To be used and would not harm or would not befall onto it.
ويمتنع.
And he used to say no.
كما قال جل وعلا ويمنعون الماعون.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that and they abstain and forbid and stop from.
أي لا يبذلون معروفا.
And stop from aiding one another. That means that they don't help one another.
والذي يجعل الناس.
And what makes people.
يتقاعسون من العارية.
From having doubts and uncertainty about lending their stuff to others.
أولئك الناس سيئون.
Those other people who are bad.
الذين يأكلون عارية المسلم الناس.
Those people who takes the stuff of other people unlawfully.
أو يفسدونها أو يضيعونها.
Or they ruin it or lose it.
فيجعل الواحد يقول مرة أخرى لا أعطي عارية.
So he'll say, I'm not going to do this again.
يذكر أن رجلا كان في صحراء.
It's been said that a person was in the desert.
يسير على بعيره.
He's on his camel.
فوجد رجل كاد أن يهلك على وشك الهلاك.
And he saw in the desert a person about to to die.
فنزل عن بعيره.
So he came down off his camel.
وأسقاه ماء.
And he gave him water.
وتوعتنا به.
And he took care of him.
حتى ردت إليه روحه.
And to the point that his soul came back to him.
بعد أن كاد أن يهلك.
He was about to, not too long ago, he was about to.
ثم حمله على بعيره.
So then after that, he, took him on his camel.
وانطلق به في وسط الصحراء.
And they went, to the middle of the desert together.
لولا الله عز وجل ثم هذا لهلك.
Had it not been for Allah subhanahu wa taala, then for that person, he would just be destroyed.
فماذا حصل؟
What did he do?
لما تعافى وتقوى.
After he got strength and he got power and he's alright.
ضرب صاحب البعير وأسقطه أرضا.
He hit the original owner of the camel and by that the guy fell down.
وهو في صحراء.
And he's in the middle of the desert.
سيهلك.
He's gonna be destroyed.
وجعله في المكان الذي كان فيه.
And he left him now in the same position he was in.
تعجب صاحب البعير.
So now the person. I'm astonished by that.
كيف أصنع معه هذا؟
How would I do such a thing to that person?
ويفعل بها كذا.
And that's how he repays me.
فقال وهو ساقط على الأرض.
So he said while he is on the floor.
اسمع اسمع.
Listen listen.
لا تخبر أحدا بما فعلت بي.
Please don't tell anyone what you've done to me.
تعجب اللص.
So now the thief.
قال لماذا؟
It's amazing. He said why?
قال حتى لا انقطع سبيل الخير.
In order for the path to righteousness would not be severed.
لأن كل من سمع هذه القصة.
So whoever hears about this story.
لو مر على إنسان وهو على وشك الهلاك.
If he will now hear that story and then passes by somebody and he is about to be destroyed.
إما أن يهلك وإما أن ينقذه.
It's either he'll be destroyed or either he'll save him.
سيقول لا 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 أنقذه.
No, I'm not going to go ahead and save him or help him.
أخشى أن أنقذه ثم يعتدي علي.
I'll go ahead and help him and after that he'll repay me by transgressing against me.
دعه يموت هذا يومه الذي كتبه الله عليه.
Let him die. This is the day that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has written for him to die.
والمقصود.
What is meant?
أن من.
That he who.
أخذ عارية.
Took something.
وجب عليه أن يحافظ عليها.
If he borrows something, it's obligated upon him to protect it and preserve it.
وعدم المحافظة عليها.
And being careless therewith.
سيؤدي إلى قطع سبيل الخير.
And it will sever the path to righteousness.
وأشياء كثيرة.
And many other things.
لا يسمح الوقت بذكرها.
That the time does not allow us to mention.
والمقصود أن تشريع الإسلام.
The important thing is that the stated manners of Islam.
نعم جاء للمحافظة على المال.
Came to preserve wealth.
وحرم كل معاملة فيها ربا.
And it prohibited every transaction that has to deal with riba.
أو فيها غش.
Or غش therein. Or the cheating therein.
أو فيها جهالة, شيء مجهول لا نعلم.
Or there is something unknown in that transaction.
فلا يجوز مثلا.
So it is not permissible, for example.
أن يشتري إنسان بضاعة لا يعلم ما هي.
For a person to buy something he doesn't know what it is.
كما لو قال ستأتيني هدية.
So as if we were to say that a gift will come to me.
هل تشتريها مني؟
Would you buy it from me?
ما هي الهدية؟
What is this gift?
قال لا أعلمها.
He'll say I don't know what it is.
سأبيعك بمئة.
But I'll sell it to you with 100.
قد تأتي هذه الهدية تعاد ألفا.
So this gift will come and it's equivalent to 1,000.
وقد تأتي هدية تعاد مئة.
And maybe it may come and that gift is equivalent to 100.
وقد تعاد عشرة.
Or maybe it is, you know, only 10.
وقد تأتي هدية معنوية لا تعادل شيئا.
And maybe a gift will come that is it is a thoughtful gift rather than a tangible gift.
هل يجوز هذا البيع؟
So is that selling or transaction permissible?
لا يجوز.
This is not permissible.
لأن فيه جهالة.
Because therein there is ignorance.
وكما لو قال قائل.
There is unknown as if a person would say.
أبيعك ما في بطن هذه الدابة.
That I'll sell you that which is in the stomach of that animal.
فقد نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بيع الحمل.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has prohibited the selling of what is in the stomach of the you know the pregnant she animal.
لأن فيه جهالة غرر.
Because if there is an aspect of an unknown therein.
فلا نعلم يخرج حيا أم ميتا.
Because we don't know if that thing is going to come out alive or dead.
يخرج واحد أو اثنين.
Will it be two or one?
يخرج ذكر أو أنثى.
Male or female.
خذ كامل أم ناقص.
Where it can be complete, perfect, or there is defect therein.
فنهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محافظة على الأموال.
So Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited to preserve the wealth.
عن بيع الغرر.
To money and transaction with those things that have unknowns.
وهو الجهالة, كل ما فيه جهالة.
Which is everything that has unknown there is.
يؤدي إلى نزاع بين البائع والمشتري.
That may lead to disputes between the two parties, the buyer and the seller.
نهى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has prohibited such things.
وضيق الوقت.
And due to the time constraints.
ننتقل.
We'll move on
الكلية الخامسة
to the last universal right,
وهي كلية النفس.
And it is the right of the soul.
فلا يجوز للمسلم
it is not permissible for the Muslim
أن يعتدي على معصوم النفس it's على نفس معصومة
to transgress against a person that his right is preserved.
جاءت أحكام الإسلام
the legislative laws have come of Islam
المحافظة على الأرواح والدماء
to preserve the blood and the soul.
فلا يجوز الاعتداء.
So it is not permissible to transgress.
بقتل.
With killing.
أو ضرب.
Or hitting.
أو كسر.
Or breaking.
كل ذلك حرام.
All that is impermissible.
فالإنسان نفسه محترمة.
So the person, the soul, in essence, is respected.
لا يجوز قتله بغير حق.
It is not lawful to be killed without just cause.
قال الله عز وجل.
Allah سبحانه عز وجل said.
لا تقتل النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق.
Do not kill the nafs, the soul of that person unless justly.
ويقول الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل also says.
ولا تقتل أولادكم.
And do not kill your kids.
ويقول الله عز وجل.
And Allah عز وجل also says.
ولا تقتل أنفسكم.
Do not kill yourself.
فالقتل من كبار الذنوب.
So killing is that from the major sins.
قال جل وعلا ومن يقتل المؤمن متعمدا.
Allah عز وجل says whosoever kill a person purposely.
فجزاء جهنم.
His reward punishment is hellfire.
خالدا فيها.
Abide therein forever.
وغضب الله عليه.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى is angry there with him.
ولعنه.
And cursed him and kicked him out of his mercy.
وعد له عذابا عظيما.
And prepared for him a great punishment.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا يحل دم امرئ مسلم.
And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the blood of a Muslim is not lawful.
يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أن محمد رسول الله.
Who says that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah.
إلا بإحدى ثلاث.
Except with three things.
النفس بالنفس.
one soul with another soul.
فالقاتل بغير حق يستحق أن يقتل.
So that person who kills another person unjustly, he is to be killed.
والثيب الزاني المتزوج الذي سبق له الزواج ودخل على زوجته ثم زنى فهذا يرجم حتى يقتل حتى الموت.
And the second exception is a person that is have been married or is married and fornicated.
سبق له أن تزوج زواجا شرعيا.
He has gotten married before.
ووطأ به يعني دخل به على زوجته.
And he had consummated that marriage.
حتى لو طلق.
Even after he is divorced.
ثم ذهب وزنى.
And he went and fornicated, committed adultery and fornication.
فهو ثيب زاني.
So he is a part of that category who is ثيب, who has been married and he fornicated.
يستحق الرجم بالحجارة حتى الموت.
He deserved to be stoned to death.
أما الثالث.
As for the third category,
فهو التارك دين المفارق للجماعة.
The person who leaves the religion and stay away from the جماعة.
أي الذي يرتد عن الإسلام.
That one who apostated from Islam.
فهذا عقوبته أن يقتل.
So his punishment is to be killed.
لكن ما الذي يباشر القتل؟
But here the who is the one who performs such killing.
ليس أفراد الناس.
Not each single people who will take that ruling.
فلا ترى مثلا إنسانا متزوجا ويزني.
So you don't go ahead and see a person who is married and then he committed adultery.
تأخذه أنت مع اثنين من أصدقائك.
So you go ahead, you and two of your friends gang up on him and take him aside.
إلى الغابة وترجمه حتى الموت.
Take him to the jungle, stone him to death.
ستكون فوضى.
And then by that it will be a chaos.
بل هذا الأمر إلى ولي الأمر الذي يعني بيده أمور الناس هو الذي يعاقبهم.
Rather, this affair is only in the hand of the authority. He is the one who legislated and he is the one that organized such things.
أما أحد الناس.
But as for the single people.
فينصح هؤلاء أهل المعاصي.
They are to advise them people.
ولو أن يبلغ عنهم.
And he has the right to tell other people, the authority about him.
كما لو رأى رجلا يقتل رجلا.
If he is to see somebody killing another person.
لا يباشر وقتله وإنما يبلغ عنه.
So he doesn't go ahead and kill that person, but rather he'll go and tell the authority about him.
والمقصود أن المسلم يجب عليه.
So what is meant is for a person is binding upon him.
ألا يعتدي على الآخرين.
To not transgress against other people.
بسفك دمائهم.
Whether it is by shedding their blood.
ولا ضربهم.
Or hitting them.
ولا قتلهم.
Or killing them.
فهذا من كبائر الذنوب.
These things are from the major sins.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل المسلم على المسلم حرام.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that every single thing of the Muslim is haram on another.
دمه وماله وعرضه.
His blood, his wealth, and his honor.
هذا ما يسر الله عز وجل.
This what Allah سبحانه وتعالى facilitated for us.
في ذكر هذه الكليات الخمس.
With mentioning these five universal rights matters.
وكيف جاء الإسلام بالمحافظة عليها.
And how Islam came to preserve it and protect it.
كلية الدين.
One, the religion.
كلية العقل.
Two, the intellect.
كلية العرض.
Three, the honor.
كلية المال.
Wealth.
كلية النفس أو الدم.
The soul or the blood.
فهذه تشريعات الإسلام العظيمة.
These are from the great legislation of Islam.
المحافظة عليها.
To protect it and preserve, to protect them and preserve them.
ولا شك أنني قصرت كثيرا.
And there is no doubt that I, did not give it its full right.
في بيان أحكام الإسلام في المحافظة على الكليات الخمس.
By clarifying the virtue of Islam in preserving these aspects.
لكن هذا ما يسر الله عز وجل لي أن أذكر به نفسي وإياكم.
But this is what Allah سبحانه وتعالى facilitated for me to remind myself and you with them.
وعلى وكما هو المقرر.
And as it is planned.
في جدول الأخوة.
In the program of our brothers.
بقي الآن آخر نص ساعة.
We have half an hour.
نجعلها للأسئلة.
Should we make it questions and answers?
في هذا اللقاء في هذه الزيارة.
We should make it in this meeting and in this visit as a Q&A session. Whoever has a question, let him go for it.
Strong, they want to go on 45 out of 10, and he's free from I didn't understand your question. Say it again. So, if a person who committed adultery, if a person is guilty of committing adultery, okay, and he is put into the pit to be stoned, and he is able to, okay, escape, okay, he's free from the punishment. You guys got that question? Okay.
سألنا الزاني إذا زنى ووضع في الحفرة عشان يرجم ويستطيع أن يهرب من هذا ويطلع منها يقول أنه لا شيء عليه, هل هذا صحيح؟
لا, ليس بصحيح. جاء رجل من الصحابة يقال له ماعز.
One of the Sahaba came and his name is Ma'az.
اعترف عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That and he confessed in front of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فجاء عن يمين فقال يا رسول الله زنيت.
And he came to the right side of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, I committed adultery."
فأعرض عنه.
And so he walked away from him.
ثم جاء عن يسار فقال يا رسول الله زنيت.
So he came on the left hand now to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and told him that I committed adultery.
فأعرض عنه.
He walked away.
ثم جاء من خلفه فقال يا رسول الله زنيت.
So he came from behind him and he said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, I committed adultery.
فأعرض عنه.
So he ignored him once again.
ثم جاء من قبل وجهه وقال يا رسول الله زنيت.
So he came around in front of him and he said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, I fornicated."
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اذهب.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, "Go away."
فسأل عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked about him.
إن كان به جنون.
Is he crazy?
أو أنه كان في حال سكر.
Or maybe he was intoxicated.
فلما تأكد أنه فعلا قد زنى.
Well, he was made sure that he really did fornicate.
أمر به وقال ارجموه.
That he ordered for the Sahaba to go ahead and stone him.
فوضعوه في حفرة.
And so they put him in the pit.
وأخذوا يرجموه.
And they start stoning him.
فلما وجد حرارة الحجارة.
And when he felt the heat of the stones.
خرج من الحفرة وهرب.
He got out and ran away. And
فتابعوه.
And So when he escaped from feeling the pain of the stones hitting him, and when he escaped, you know, they followed him and chased him.
تبعوه بالحجارة وأكملوا عليه حتى قتلوه.
So they chased him down and kept on stoning him till they killed him.
فلما بلغ ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So when that news came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقال هل لا تركتموه؟
Had you not left him?
فظن البعض.
So some of the people thought.
أنه إذا استطاع يهرب يترك.
So if he was to be able to escape, then he is to be left alone.
وليس كذلك.
And that's not so.
وإنما هذا لأنه كان قد اعترف بنفسه على نفسه.
This is because he had confessed about himself.
فلعله تراجع عن اعترافه.
Maybe he now took back what he confessed.
لم يشهد عليه أحد بذلك.
No one. Testified or witnessed that he committed such a thing.
فإذا كذب نفسه وقال له لم أفعل لم أزني.
So if he took what he said back and he belied himself, he said, "Oh no, I didn't."
فيترك.
I didn't fornicate. He is to be left alone.
أما لو أن شخصا ما.
As for somebody.
ثبت عليه الزنا.
That it has been proven that he committed adultery.
ثم لما رجموه هرب.
And then when they were to, you know, stone him, he ran away.
هذا يؤتى به ويرجم.
And then he will be brought again and to be stoned again.
واضح.
Clear. The brother is asking that the verse which means that whosoever kills, he'll be abide in the hellfire forever. Now, is that forever for the person who does not repent of such a thing? Please explain. Is that your question? Okay. So, السؤال عن الآية فمن يقتل نفسا محرمة خالدا فيها أبدا. فهل هذا التخليد أبدا اللي لن يتوب؟
نعم. هذه الآية من آيات الوعيد.
This verse is from the verse of threatening and warning.
ولو تركناها على ظاهرها,
if we were to leave it and take its apparent meaning,
تكون أبلغ في زجر الناس.
It will be more obvious in the making people aware and afraid of such thing.
نقول هكذا قال الله عز وجل.
We say that this is how Allah subhanahu wa taala. That's what Allah subhanahu wa taala stated.
وهو يستحق أن يعذب في النار.
And that person who's killing is to be tortured.
وأن يخلد فيها.
And to abide therein.
إلا إذا كان هناك سبب.
Unless there is a reason for him.
لئلا يخلد فيها.
That he does not be in abide therein forever.
كما لو كان القاتل موحدا.
For example, if that person who's doing the killing is one who's upon pure monotheism,
والموحد لا يخلد في نار جهنم,
and the one who has established tawhid properly would not abide in the hellfire forever.
ومن عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة,
from the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة,
أن القاتل لا يكفر بقتله بالقتل.
The creed that the one who's killing a person does not apostate by doing such a thing.
نعم, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سباب المسلم فسوق وقتاله كفر.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that fighting the Muslim is acts of evil and killing him is kufr, disbelief.
ومعنى هذا أن القتل من أعمال الكفار.
And what's meant by that is committing such act of killing is from the actions of the disbelievers.
المفروض المسلم لا يتقاتلون.
What is upon the Muslims is not for them not to fight amongst each other or kill one another.
سريع شوي لأن الوقت ضيق. باقي 20 دقيقة.
The question is that there is a brother that has a credit card that has like about $50,000 credit line on it, you know. And another brother came and approached him to, you know, that such thing is not permissible. So the brother said, no, as long as I am paying it monthly before the interest accumulates on it, I'm okay. Is doing such thing permissible?
فطالما انه هو يدفعها في موعدها ما راح يزيد ما راح يصير فوائد, فهل له ان يعني يبقي هذا؟
لا يجوز ان يتعاقد على عقد ربوي.
It is not permissible for him to have a contract that is in it is riba.
حتى لو قال انني سادفع قبل ان يحل علي تحل علي الزياده. حتى لو قال إني سألتزم حتى لا تحل عليه الزيادة.
Even if he were to say and he is sure about that he is going to go ahead and pay it off before you know the increase will occur on it.
لأنه قد تحصل له ظروف.
Maybe something will occur to him.
قد يموت.
Circumstances, for example, maybe he die.
فتتراكم عليه هذه الزيادة الربوية.
So these ربوي interest will accumulate upon him and it will be in abundance.
وقد جاء الوعيد الشديد الذي ذكرناه بالدرس في الربا.
And we have mentioned in the class and during the lecture the great punishment and the warning of dealing with riba. Okay. If parents are using unlawful money and spending it on their family, does the dependent child get punished also?
What's the question? If the parents are using the child's money.
If they are using unlawful money. So, yani basically they are earning unlawful money and they are spending their unlawful money on the kids. Would the kids be punished for the earning of the parents?
the question, شيخ إن الأباء يكتسبون حرام ويطعمون الأولاد.
الحرام نوعان.
Okay, the prohibition is two things.
حرام لعينه.
That which is made haram for itself.
وحرام لكسبه.
And it is prohibited for its earning.
فالميتة حرام.
So ميتة by itself, the dead animal, is haram.
هي حرام بعينها.
It itself is haram.
سواء اشتريتها.
Whether it, you buy it.
أو هديت لك.
Or it was given to you as a gift.
أو دعيت عليها وليمة.
Or if you were, you know, to be invited to eat therefrom.
طبختها بأي طريقة من أنواع الطبخ.
In any way you cook it with.
فهي بعينها حرام.
Itself is haram.
فجميع الطرق تبقى هي حرام.
In all ways it is haram.
وحرام لكسبه.
And there is the other type is haram, the earning of it is haram.
فلو جئت لتبيع سيارة عندك.
For example, if you were to come and sell a car that you already own.
فجاءك شخص ليشتري منك السيارة.
And a person will come and wants to buy that car from you.
فأنت غير ملزوم.
So it's not binding upon you.
تقول له من أين أتيت بهذا المال؟
To ask him, where did you come up with that money?
حتى أبيعك سيارتي.
In order for me to sell your.
والذي جئت منه بالمال من أين أتى به؟
And that person that you got the money from, where did he get it from?
والذي قبله من أين أتى به؟
And that person before him, where did he get it from?
أنت غير مسؤول عن هذا.
You are not responsible for.
أنت بعت السيارة.
You sold the car.
وأخذت المال.
And took the money.
حلالا.
Lawfully.
عن طريق بيع سيارتك.
By selling your own car.
فإن كان هو قد أتى به بربا.
If he were to earn it by way of riba.
أو بغش.
Or by cheating.
أو بسرقة.
Or stealing.
فالحرام عليه هو.
Whereas haram is upon him.
لا ينتقل حرام هكذا إلى أن أخذه مقابل بيع سيارة.
Haram does not just move around from one place to another, and you know, especially when you're, you know.
ما لم تعلم بأن هذا المال بعينه مسروق مثلا.
But there is a difference that you know that this specific money he's paying you with is stolen.
تعرف أن فلان يسرق السيارة من فلان ويأتي ويبيعني إياها. لا تشتريها منه.
Or you know that this guy stole that car from some person and he's selling it to you.
لكن لو كانت أموره سليمة والأوراق باسمي والسيارة باسمه أشتريها منه.
And you know this, then you do not buy it. But if the car and the title and it's in his name and he owns the car.
ولا يلزم تحقق من أين أتى بهذا المال.
And you would not go ahead and say, well, you know, where did you come from that money, nor where did you get that car from.
فالزوجة.
So the wife.
والأبناء.
And the kids.
لهم حق على الزوج والأب.
Have rights upon the father.
بالنفقة.
With sustenance.
وهو يأتي بهذا المال وينفق علينا.
And he comes forth with that money and he spends it.
إذا أتى به بطريق محرم.
If he were to bring it and earn it in a way that's unlawful.
فالحرام عليه هو.
So haram is upon him.
ليس حرام علينا نحن الذي نأكل هذه النفقة.
It is not haram upon those people who are eating that money or using that money.
لكن لو علمت بأن فعلا هذا الأب.
And if you know for certain that that person is really earning money unlawfully,
يأتي بالحرام.
He, you know, bring and earn these unlawful things.
فإن زوجته وأولاده ينصحونه.
That it is upon his wife and his kids to advise him.
قل هو اتق الله ولا تطعمنا الحرام.
Fear Allah subhanahu wa taala and do not, you know, feed us or give us money that is unlawful.
ولا يأخذون من هذا المال.
And do not take from this money.
تأديبا له.
To teach him a lesson.
حتى يذهب ويأتي بمال حلال.
In order for that to motivate him to go and get some lawful money.
لكن لو قالت الزوجة.
But if the wife said.
أو قال الابن.
Or the kid, one of the kids said.
إن لم أخذ من هذا المال من مصروفي من والدي.
If I don't take from that money.
فلا أستطيع أن أعيش.
I would not survive.
فهنا يأخذ بقدر حاجته.
So he the son is to take according to his need and her need.
للضرورة.
Due to necessity.
نعم. اللي بعده.
What should a woman do if she wants to wear hijab and her husband does not want her to? He is against it. ماذا على المرأة أن تفعل وهي تريد أن تلبس الحجاب ولكن زوجها رافض ويمنعها من ذلك؟
القاعدة.
The principle.
لا طاعة لمخلوق.
There isn't obedience to a created being.
في معصية الخالق.
In a way of disobeying the Creator.
ومن المعلوم
and what is known
أن المرأة إذا أرادت من زوجها شيئا
and the woman wants something from her husband
تأخذه
she'll get it.
حتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ذلك.
Even the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said so.
قال ما رأيت.
He said, I did not see.
من ناقصات عقل ودين.
With somebody who has deficiency in their intellect and their religion.
أذهب بلب الرجل الحازم. أذهب بعقله الرجل الحازم القوي.
Taken with and convincing the man who has even if he is smart.
من إحداكن.
Than you, women.
لذلك لأن الرجل يتعب.
That's because the man gets exhausted and tired.
إذا طالبته في كل يوم.
If she was to ask him in every day.
أريد كذا أريد كذا أريد كذا أريد كذا.
I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that.
آخر شيء يعطيها.
At the end he say, okay, here you go.
فإذا أرادت أن تلبس الحجاب.
If she really wants to wear hijab.
وهي مصرة أن تلبسه وتتقي الله.
And she's insistent and persistent if she really wants to do so.
وهو يرفض ذلك.
And he refuses such thing.
فتلح عليه كما ظهرت حاجة لنفسها.
So she keeps on persisting and insisting. On him as she would do with other things.
وأنا متأكد أنه سيوافق.
And he is certain that he'll agree. Can we attend the funeral of our Catholic parents in the church? Huh? You like that? That's good. Okay. سؤال هل يجوز لنا يا شيخ أن نحضر عزاء أبائنا الكفار في الكنيسة؟
نعم. الله أعلم. لا أعلم.
الله knows best. Some people argue that putting money in the bank and getting money, okay, by way of earning interest on it, say it is not riba. What is the proof? How do we prove to them that it is riba? بعض الناس يقولون أن وضع المال في البنك وأخذ الزيادة عليه في وضعه ليس بربا. فكيف نثبت لهم أنه ربا؟
إذا أردنا أن نعرف إذا أردنا معرف تعريف الربا.
If we wanted to know the definition of riba.
فهو الزيادة.
Then it is the addition.
المشروطة مقابل تأخير السداد.
Then it is the which is put forth as a condition in order for someone to delay a payment.
والبنك ماذا يعمل؟
And the bank, what does he do?
يأخذ من أموال هؤلاء.
He takes the money of some people.
ويقرضه لهؤلاء.
And he lends it to other people.
فيأخذ من هؤلاء زيادة 10%.
So he takes a profit of them, an interest of them people 10%.
ويعطيها صاحب المال زيادة 5%.
And then he'll go ahead and give those people that they put their money in the bank 5%, for example.
وهو يأخذ الباقي.
And therefore he takes the rest.
فهذا هو الربا.
That's what riba is.
ماذا نعمل؟
What do we do?
في إنسان يقول عن الربا ليس بربا.
What do we do about the person who says, you know, I mean, what are we to do if a person says the riba is not riba?
هذا كالذي يسمي الخمر بغير اسمها.
This is the same as the person who said that intoxicant was, you know, given different meaning.
ويسمي الزنا بغير اسمه.
And he names zina with other than what it is really is.
فنقول لهذا القائل.
So we say to that person.
أنت تعرف الربا الذي نهى الله عنه؟
Do you know what riba, the riba that Allah سبحانه وتعالى prohibited?
فإذا كان يعرفه.
If he knows it.
قلنا هذا هو واقع البنك.
Well, this is the situation of the bank. This is exactly the position of it.
وإذا كان لا يعرفه.
And if he does not know it.
علمناه ما هو الربا ونقول البنك يفعل هذا.
We teach him that what riba is, and we tell him that the bank does these.
وإذا أصر على ذلك
and if he insisted on his opinion still,
فنسأل الله أن يهديه.
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide him.
لأن غالبا
because most certainly
هو يتبع هواه.
Most certainly he's following his desire.
لأن إذا لم يكن هذا الربا فما هو الربا؟ هذا هو الربا.
If that's not riba, then what would riba be? Because this is absolutely what riba is. الوقت يقول الشباب انتهى.
انتهى بعد. باقي ثمان دقائق ما انتهى.
طيب
Is it of a greater benefit when seeking ilm, knowledge, to attend this settings of ahl al-ilm, people of knowledge, with a paper and pen in order to take notes that may later be reflected upon? هل الأفضل عندما نحضر دروس أهل العلم ونطلب العلم عن العلماء أن يكون معنا ورقة وقلم وندون هذه الأشياء لكي نرجع لها فيما بعد؟
لا شك في ذلك.
No doubt about that.
يقول القائل.
That a person say.
العلم صيد والكتابة قيده.
That seeking knowledge is as hunting and to go and catching it is by writing it down.
فمن الحماقة
from the idiocy
أن تصيد غزالا
to go ahead and catch a deer
ثم تطلقه بين الخلائق طالقة
and then you go ahead and let it free between the people.
إذا صدت غزالة ماذا تفعل بها؟
So if you were to go ahead and catch one, what would you do with it?
تقيدها حتى لا تهرب منك.
You'll go ahead and tie knots on it and you know you hold it down.
وهكذا الفوائد العلمية
and this is what you do also with the benefits of knowledge.
قيدها وسجلها وارجع إليها.
You go ahead and write it down and you reflect upon it later on.
ولا شك أن الذي يقيد
and no doubt that the person who writes
يستفيد أكثر
he'll be of a greater benefit.
والناس يتفاوتون
and of course people do differ in different levels.
بعض الناس ليس له في العلم
and some people don't have anything to do with knowledge.
تجده أثناء الدرس
do you find him during the class
يخرج ويرجع ويأكل ويشرب
and come, he'll go and leave and come back and leave and you know drink and you know not set up right.
وآخرون يجلس ويقيد ويستفيد ويسأل
and others set up right and he has pens and papers and write down and ask questions.
هذا التوفيق من الله عز وجل.
This is Allah سبحانه وتعالى facilitated.
يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى elevated those who have knowledge and both for those people who have knowledge.
العلم صيد والكتابة قيده.
That indeed, knowledge is what is being hunted and when you catch it is you have to write it down.
قيد صيودك بالحبال الواثقة.
And you have to firmly then tie knots for that which you are hunted, what you hunted with tied ropes.
ومن الحماقة أن تصيد غزالة.
And it is from idiocy that you go ahead and catch a deer.
وتتركها بين الخلائق طالقة.
And you leave it, let it go between the people.
لكن أثناء خطبة الجمعة لا تقيد شيئا.
But during the خطبة الجمعة you don't write anything.
لا يجوز أن تعبث أثناء الخطبة.
You are not to play around during the خطبة الجمعة.
من كان تضع مسجل.
But you are to put some recording equipments.
تسجل الخطبة ثم تسمع بعدك وتقيد.
You go ahead and record the خطبة and then later on you go back and listen to it again and write the benefits that you could draw from it. Read this by their what?
I think it's evil.
But they're evil?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. How do we deal with the kafir and munafiq so we do not be influenced by their evil? كيف نتعامل مع الكافر أو المنافق حتى لا نتأثر بشره؟
كل إنسان يتعامل معه بحسبه.
That every person talks, deals with him, accordingly.
قد يكون هذا الكافر في البيت.
So that person may be from, he lives with you in the house.
قد يكون في العمل.
And that person he may be at work.
قد يكون مسؤول عليك.
And he may be your boss.
قد تكون مسؤول عليه.
And maybe you are his boss.
فكل إنسان له معاملة خاصة.
And that, then therefore it varies the way you deal with other people.
لكن بالجملة.
In a greater sense in general.
لا تتخذ صديقا تصادقه وتذهب معه وتأتي معه من الكفار.
Then you don't go ahead and befriend one who's an unbeliever. You go and hang out with them, kick it with him, and you go around.
بل ولا من المسلمين الفساق الفجار أصحاب المعاصي.
You are not able to do so لأن
الإنسان يتأثر بأخلاق صاحبه.
For the person is influenced by the characters of his friend.
والعرب يقولون.
And the Arabs say.
الصاحب ساحب.
And
صاحب الصاد ساحب.
The friend is ساحب, the one who draws you, so he drags you around with him.
العرب فنانون بالكلام.
The Arabs, you know, are spirit.
لهم كلام عجيب ونسق.
They have eloquence in their speech.
فيكون الصاحب الذي تصاحبه ساحب يسحبك.
That you, the الصاحب ساحب, that your friend that you are befriending will drag you.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say.
مثل الجليس الصالح والجليس السوء.
That similarity between the friend, the good friend, and the not so good, the bad friend.
كحامل المسك الذي يبيع العطورات ونافخ الكير الذي يشتغل بالحديد.
Is as if, you know, it's similar to the one who sells musk, and the other one is he's working with melting iron.
فحامل المسك.
So therefore, the one who's having musk with him.
إما أن تبتاع منه تشتري منه.
It's either you'll buy that beautiful smell from him.
وإما أن يحذيك يعطيك للتجربة تشم منه.
Or maybe he'll give you some so you can try out.
وإما أن تجد منه ريحا طيبا حتى لو ما أعطاك تفوح ريحة طيبة.
Or by just sitting around him you'll smell some good smell from him.
ونافخ الكير.
As for that person who's
إذا جلست بجانب الحداد.
And he's, you know, the one who's, you know, works as you know to melt the iron.
إما أن يحرق ثيابك.
It's either he'll burn your clothes.
أو تجد منه ريحا خبيثا.
Or you'll have an awful smell coming from.
فصاحب السوء حتى لو لم يؤثر عليك بشيء.
So even the friend, the bad friend, even if he doesn't influence you with anything.
يجر عليك سمعة سيئة.
He will, you know, draw a reputation of you that is bad.
فإذا قيل فلان من فلان.
So if it was to be said so and so, who's so and so.
قال ذاك صاحب فلان.
Oh, he's so and so, the friend of that person.
ومعروف ذاك مثلا يتعاطى المخدرات.
And that person is known that he'll be among.
أو المسكرات.
He'll be among those who is that deals with drugs, or he wants amongst those he's addicted to intoxicants.
أو يمارس الزنا.
Or he's the one who commits fornication.
أنا أقول بما أنه يماشي فلان يصادق فلان.
We say the same. Therefore, since he is a friend and befriending of that person.
وفلان سيء.
And that person is bad.
ما صاحبه إلا لأنه مثله.
Well, he did not befriend him except he's like him.
والعرب يقولون.
And the Arabs say.
الطيور على أشكالها تقع.
Birds of the, you know, birds of the feather flocks together.
تجد مجموعة من الطيور نصف من واحد.
And you see that the birds of the same things they gather together.
والعرب يقولون.
And the Arabs also say.
قل لي من تصاحب أقول لك من أنت.
Tell me who you befriend. I'll tell you exactly who you are.
فإذا ذكرت لي أنك تصاحب الصالحين.
If you were to mention me that you befriend a righteous person.
فهذا دليل على صلاحك.
Then this is an indication of your righteousness.
وإذا كنت تصاحب الفجار والفساق والكفار.
And if you were to befriend the disbelievers and the sinful people and those people who disobey.
فهذا دليل على أنك متأثر بأخلاقهم فارتضيت بهم.
This is an indication that you are influenced by their characters and you are satisfied with them.
نعم. الآن انتهى الوقت ومضى على انتهاء دقيقة.
We
في وقت ضايع يقول أنا ما عندي معنى.
قالوا لي الساعة 12 إن شاء الله.
أنا إلى ساعتين بعد ما عندي معنى.
الله جزاك الله خير شيخنا. إن شاء الله, you know, time is up. You know, the brothers wanted us to conclude.
أنت وكاتب يا مسكين. تعلمين كاتبين. أنا على السريع.
The Sheikh wants to answer this one. Okay. What is the rule regarding buying a house on an Islamic finance? Does it fall into the same category as riba? Please clarify. Well, we need to know what that kind of Islamic finance that is. You know, because every Tom, Dick, and Harry claims it's an Islamic finance. If there is a name of a specific and you know the way of the Islamic finance, please write it, you know, and inshallah the Sheikh will answer it. The Sheikh, I'll ask him, you know, this.
سبق
لا يعني يقول عن الطريقة الإسلامية, يعني ما رأيك شراء المنزل عن الطريقة الإسلامية؟ كيف هذه الطريقة الإسلامية؟
هذه الطريقة التي يقال عنها إسلامية.
This way of Islamic finance or Islamic way of financing
في الحقيقة أيضا ليست إسلامية.
هي It's a reality. It's also un-Islamic.
بل مكلفة أكثر من الطريقة الربوية.
It's even more costly than the interest, the ربوي way of seeking loans.
فهي ذبح على الطريقة الإسلامية.
It is actually more like of a slaughter, and of a person, just like they say, it's slaughter of the Islam, in an Islamic way.
لكن بعض الناس كلما أراد أن يأكل شيئاً.
But some people, every time that they want to earn some money.
سماه إسلامياً.
They'll say it is Islamic way.
انتبهوا لهذا.
So just pay close attention to that and clarify that.
نكتفي هذا القدر والله أعلم.
This is sufficient with that. We are sufficient with that, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala knows best.
واعذرونا على الإطالة.
And please forgive us for taking longer periods.
وأسأل الله عز وجل أن يجمعنا وياكم دائما وأبدا على طاعته.
And we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Taala to gather us always and forever upon His obedience.
وأن نكون قد استفدنا وانتفعنا من هذه الزيارة.
And we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Taala that we have benefited from this visit.
أما عن نفسي فأبلغكم.
As on my behalf, I convey to you.
أنني قد فرحت بكم كثيرا وانبسطت معكم كثيرا.
That I am, I'm pleased and honored and happy that I met you and I had the honor of spending time with you.
وأرجو أن تسامحوني وتعذروني.
And please forgive me.
إن صدرت مني كلمة أو كلمات.
If a word came out of me or words have came out of me.
أزعجت بعضكم فأني لا أقصد ذلك.
That it may have disturbed somebody or angered somebody. I did not by no means mean it.
ولكن هذا طبع كل إنسان.
But this is the way and the habits of every person.
وكل ابن آدم خطاء.
And every person commits sin.
وخير الخطائين التوابون.
And the best among them are those who repent.
وأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه.
I ask Allah Subhanahu wa Taala forgiveness and I return to.
والحمد لله أول وآخر وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
All praise is due to Allah and may the salam salam be upon Muhammad and his family, household and companions, all of them. حسن الله عليكم وبارك الله فيكم.